So let's review. The Gemara continues to review the Mishnah. Ha'if is koid melemanachis. Karban ha'if precedes a mincha. And even though a mincha is yeshman betzibur kebiyachid, and is sometimes brought by the tzibur, even so a karban ha'if has more kedusha, memnei shehen minei damim, ha'ifis have avoides hadam, like the majority of karbanas. Minchas chayte koid melemichas nadava. A minchas chayte precedes a voluntary mincha. And even though tu'un shemnu levaina, a minchas nadava contains oil and levaina, even so a minchas chayte has more kedusha mneishu hu baal chet, and minchas chayte accomplishes kapara for an avera. The Mishnah concludes as follows. Chatas o'iv koidemis lo'il ha'so'iv, v'chein be'ekdesha. A chatas o'iv precedes an o'il ha'so'iv regarding both the akrova and the hektish. If a person requires a ken, a set of birds for chatas o'iv o'il ha'so'iv, he must offer and also consecrate the chatas before the o'ilah. As Gemara explains that three sources are needed to teach that any chatas precedes an oila. Chatas o'if lo'il ha'so'if. The source that a chatas o'if precedes an oila so'if is in the pasuk that refers to oifes. V'sasheni yasa oila. The oila so'if is second. Obviously, the chatas o'if is first. Chatas behema lo'ilas behema. In the previous daf, the Gemara says that the source that a chatas behema precedes an oila behema is from the pasuk ba'asa asa echad chatas asa echad oila. Chatas o'if lo'ilas behema. The source that even the chatas ha'if precedes even an oilas behema is from the pasuk ve'ikrabes asher lachatas rishayna. The word rishayna teaches ze bona'av l'chol chatoi sheyikdemu lo'ila haboyis imoen v'avel lachatas ha'if kodemes lo'ilas behema. A chatas, even of a bird, always precedes an oila even of a behema. The Gemara, however, cites one exception to this rule where we find that oilas behema kodemes lachatas behema. As the Brisa states, Par avodas kechavim koidim l'seir avodas kechavim. If the tzibur inadvertently worshipped avodas zara, they must bring two karbanas, a par lo'ila and a sar l'chatas. And the par lo'ila comes first, either because l'chatas ksiv chaseira aleph, the word l'chatas was written without the letter aleph to teach that the oila comes first, or because kamishpat ksiv be, the word kamishpat teaches that the karbanas are brought according to their sequence in the pasuk. The Gemara inquires, Yibaylehu, chatas o'if, v'oilas behema, u'maiser, ezman koidim. If the following three karbanas, a chatas o'if, and an oilas behema, and a maisa behema, are all waiting to be brought, which karban comes first? Tiktim chatas o'if. We cannot bring the chatas o'if first, because the maisa behema should precede the chatas o'if, as the Mishnah rules, ha-maiser koin lo'if is memnei shu zemach. Likta maiser. We cannot bring the maisa behema first, because the oilas behema should precede the maisa behema, because an oilas behema is kacha kadishim. Tiktim oilas behema, we cannot bring the oilas behema first because the chatas o'if should precede the oilas behema because of the binyan of chatas o'if kodemus l'oilas behema. The Gemara offers two solutions. Either they're brought in the following order, maisa behema, chatas o'if, v'oilas behema, because min zevach adif. Maisa behema precedes chatas o'if because it has shchita. And then chatas o'if precedes oilas behema despite its shchita because of the binyan of. Or in the following order, chatas o'if, oilas behema, u'maisa behema. Because Ayla ba oilas behema b'chata sa'iv ba'agva sami ma'iser. In this situation, the chata sa'iv is considered more kaddish than ma'iser, even though it requires shchita, because the chata sa'iv precedes the oilas behema because the binyan av, despite its shchita. Zok the Mishnah. Kala chatoi shabitari koidmes la'ashamas, chutz ma'ashamat sa'ir, v'mneishu ba'al hechsher. All karbanas chatas precede all karbanas asham because the chatas has more kedusha, except for an asham mitzayr which precedes his karban chatas because, as Rashi explains, neishu bo lahachshir es mitzayr lekachim lebias mikdash hikach chashivus ulegabeish etaharat luyabay. This karban is brought to render the mitzayr fit to eat karbanas and enter the base of mikdash. The Mishnah continues, kol hashamash b'teira boin b'nei shtayim uboin b'kesef shkalim. In all karbanas hashamash, the behemah must be in its second year, because the Torah requires them to be an ayil, a ram, which by definition is at least 13 months old, and their value must be at least 2 silver shkalim. Chutz masham nazir v'asham etzayra, shein boin b'nei shnasan, vein boin b'kesef shkalim. Aside for the asham of a nazir or metzayra, which the behemah must be in its first year, and its value may be less than 2 shkalim. The Mishnah continues, k'shem shekoydim b'akrevasan, koydim achilasan. The above mentioned preferences of Tadr and Makudish apply to both the order in which the karbanas are offered and the order in which they are eaten. The Mishnah continues, Shlam shel emesh v'shlam shel yoyim, shel emesh koidmin l'shel yoyim. Now, there are two explanations for this part of the Mishnah. Rashi, according to our printed text, explains that the Mishnah is discussing live karbanas awaiting shechita as follows. Shlam shel emesh v'shlam shel yoyim. We have before us a shlam that was brought to the Azara yesterday, but for some reason was not shechted, and another shlam that was brought to the Azara today. Both need to be shechted and processed. And the Mishnah rules, Shal emesh koim l'shal yem. Yesterday shlamim must be shechted first, because the zilzal hu la'ashayis and kolkach, v'hoi lo'bo rishon yikrabu rishon. It's disrespectful to allow the carbon to wait so long and first come, first serve. Similarly, in the next case of the Mishnah, Shlam Shal Emesh, a Chatzis V'Ashem Shal Ayim, we have before us a Shlam that was brought to the Azara yesterday, and a Chatzis or an Ashem that was brought to the Azara today. In this case, there's a Machlaikis. Ramea holds that here too, Shlam Shal Emesh Kaidman, for the above reason. And the Chum hold Chatzis Kaidemes, Mneshi Kachi Kachim. The Chatzis V'Ashem are Shechtim first because they have greater Kedusha. Taisvis, and according to some Mefarshim, Rashi in a later version explained that the Mishnah is referring to karbanas that have been processed already and now need to be eaten, as follows. Shlam shel emesh v'shlam shel yem. We have before us a shlam that was shechted and processed yesterday, and another shlam that was shechted and processed today and need to be eaten. And the Mishnah rules, shel emesh kaim l'shel yem. Yesterday shlam must be eaten first because the zilzahu la'ashayisim kalkach shetzuris habasim miskalkelis. The meat of yesterday shlam might spoil. The shlam shel emesh Ein lehem heter achila el ad alayla, b'chatz v'ashem shal yoyim ad habeikid denachon liyem v'layla. The meat of yesterday's shlam may only be eaten until sundown of this evening, while the meat of today's shlam may be eaten until sundown of tomorrow, and in the next case of chatz v'ashem, it's may be eaten until tomorrow morning, which is also longer than yesterday's shlam. Similarly, in the next case of the Mishnah, shlam shal emesh, chatz v'ashem shal yoyim, we have before us the shlam that was shechted and processed yesterday, and the chatz v'anashem that was shechted and processed today. In this case, there is a machlekes. Remeya holds that here too, Shlam Shal Emesh Kaidman. Yesterday Shlam must be eaten first for the above reasons. And the Chum holds, Chatzis Kedemes Bnei Shi Kachi Kachim, the Chatzis V'Ashem must be eaten first because they have greater Kedusha. The Mishnah concludes, V'kulin HaKahan Mershom L'shanoisim Bachilasan L'achlan Sluyin V'shlukin M'Bashalim L'osel L'teichet Tavli Chulim V'Tavli Truma. The Kahanim are permitted to prepare and eat the meat of the Kabbans in any which way, roasted, partially cooked, or fully cooked, and they may flavor the meat with spices of Chulin or Truma, because the pasuk states, L'chon esatim l'mashcha, l'mashcha l'gedula k'derech shahamalacham eichlin. The karbanos are meant to be eaten in a royal fashion. However, the halacha of tavli truma is only the opinion of Reb Shimon, who holds mevi'in kachim l'beis apsul. We're not concerned that to use tavli truma might cause the truma to become pasul if the meat becomes nicer after the latter time of the karban. Reb Meir disagrees and says, Lo yitin l'teicha tavli truma, shelo yavei ha'truma l'dei psul. One may not flavor the meat with the spices of a truma because we are concerned that this might cause the truma to become pasul if the meat becomes nice.